This conference will now be recorded.
That I assume this is where debits out of this. So we the total of those deposits and stuff equals $471,328.05. Then we had checks. This was bills and stuff that we paid during the month. So we that totaled between $17,000 and $26,000, we ended up with an ending balance of $427,692.57. And then the last thing are...
Those were bills, you're saying?
Yes.
427?
No, that's the ending balance.
Oh, balance. Okay.
There's two items here. There was $17,187.46 worth of transactions, mm-hmm. and then there was another $26,448.02.
Okay.
So we ended up with a balance of $427,692.
Okay.
You can have these.
Okay.
So, and then our payroll checking account, this is what the payroll is paid out of. We we had a beginning balance of $93,810.53, and then there were deposits which ran the total. We had a cleared balance of $117,993.26, and I know payroll was done, so I don't have an accounting of how much went out in payroll. So we, for official records, we have an ending account balance in the payroll of $117,993.17, but I'm sure there's close to $90,000 of that went out in payroll, so that will show next month. So that's where we're at for finances. We did receive a payment this last year, last month, stuff which is reflected in that checking account of $90,000+, but that's where we are for our finances. Here, if you need a clip to hold that pile together. Is there any questions or comments?
Just, and it's probably an unfamiliar question, because you had the payroll account, and I remember at one of the meetings we put money in there, and now they're putting more money. Where's the extra money coming from that you said was deposited?
We take out of the regular checking account, we take out about $63,000 per month.
Okay.
To fund that account to do the payroll.
So that you roll it over into the payroll.
And what the $63,000, Susan has come up with that amount, which more than covers the payroll, and leaves a little surplus. Mm-hmm. And so what's going to happen by the end of the year, because it varies a little bit as to how much payroll we're going out. We don't use up this whole $63,000. So that's how come we've ended up, the first time we did it, I think we put much more than $63,000 to start, because that's how we're almost $100,000 in advance. And so what's going to happen is probably, I suspect, in August, we may not have to put the draw in it to be able to cover the payroll, to make an adjustment.
Okay. And we're also paying taxes out of their payroll taxes, and we're also paying
right.
So the velocity out of there.
Again, that's why that varies month to month as to what goes out. And we're trying not to have a short check.
No,
when they make the payroll and we pay the taxes.
Well, we wouldn't like that very much if the
wouldn't look
paychecks
good. Wouldn't look good.
That'd be a little weird.
Okay. So do we have to have a motion to no?
By affirmation.
Okay.
We accept
just to accept the treasurer's report. Yeah. Okay. Then we have approval of the April 26th minutes.
I would make a motion that we approve the minutes as published, which I think most everybody here has seen or read in some shape or form.
I second the motion.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I got it. I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
I got that part.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you for leading us.
Yes.
One other thing, we might make a note that we are another one of our trustees arrived, so we are.
Yeah, I got
yes.
it.
She got it. Well, I saw you taking it down.
I saw the note.
Okay.
But also for the recording,
it's important. Officially acknowledge that or not.
Okay. Oh, very good. Very good.
You might say that Sheila.
So
610, Sheila Zuschek arrived.
At the correct library.
At the correct library.
Oh, got it.
No.
I have been in a dead run since 4:30 this morning.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten yet today, so I hope this is short. And I just got back from the bed, dropped off the bird, got in the car, and I'll have time to get there and go over my own materials.
I got there,
I'm like, something's wrong. What did I miss? And I went, oh, no.
Do you want a protein bar? I got some in my car.
No, I'm up. My Bob's making dinner. there's food.
Lucky you. That's important. Okay. So we've got the minutes. Now it's Susan's turn.
Okay. So I put a few things on here that I wanted to make sure that I didn't miss talking with you about. I wanted to give you an update on the needs assessment. So yesterday was the deadline for consultants to send their proposals to us. Mm. And we got, when I wrote this, we had received 6, but we got a total of 8 proposals from consultants all across the U.S. And I emailed them to Robert to review, since he's laid up with his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alan has copies to review. And so the three of us are going to get together after we've had a chance to read through them all and decide which to go with based on the proposals. And I've given them a worksheet to kind of help walk through how to evaluate them. And then we'll bring that back to the board at the June meeting to make our suggestion of who to hire. Our staff day was a really amazing day. We just had a really good day, and we had great feedback from the staff, and everybody was happy to be together. So we trained them on various laws, which is, you know, you try to make that as exciting as you can. And we learned about plans for the summer reading program. And so it was a really good day. And thank you for joining us for lunch, if you were able to do that. Thank you. Our summer reading program is kicking off at the different libraries coming up. So Friday, June 2nd at 4:15, it'll be kicking off at Simla, and that's Kona Ice and movie night at each of these locations. So Friday, June 2nd, 4:15 at Simla, Monday, June 5th at 1 o'clock at Elbert, Friday, June 9th at 4:15 at Elizabeth, and Saturday, June 10th at 3:45 at Kiowa. And part of the reason we had to schedule them out like that was because of Elizabeth
Stampede reading program.
Stampede, so we had to kind of space them out.
Yeah.
But if you guys read at all, I really encourage you to sign up for the summer reading program, because it's for all ages. It's for adults and I love doing summer reading programs myself. I love to track my reading.
I saw a book I want already.
Yeah, so perfect. So, yeah.
And
so
when you go to the sign-up page, notice all of the sponsors that RASG's picked up.
Yeah.
They're amazing. They're amazing. Yeah,
there's handouts in your packets on those opening days. If you want to come to one of the kickoff nights, you're welcome to come to those. But there's also shows you how to, you can scan the QR code to sign up for the summer reading program if you'd like to do that.
And also,
or I can help you sign up.
And also, audiobooks are the same as reading. So if you're an audiobook reader, audiobooks also count as reading. So
anything you read.
There's a number of people in our book club that just go with audio.
I'm an audio.
But
well, so is
Elizabeth.
So is Lori. So we're all driving. Yeah, we're all audio. We love our audio. I know. That's how I am.
Like that's the only time I'm like
engaged in it.
And then it's Kona Ice, and then the movie night will be after that. I'm still working on hiring an admin assistant, and I have some really great candidates that I'm going through. An update on Kiowa. They're weeding here, really doing heavy weeding, making some browsing room on the shelves, and opening up space for new materials and for displays. And things were pretty tight when she started weeding, so she's been wanting to do this for some time. And they're also working on an inventory, and it's going well. They've been able to correct some mistakes that they found and some sticker issues, and they found some lost books. So that's really great. And the friends are working on the door on the back, and they're going to be able to get a door from Home Depot. So we're waiting on the parts for that, for the door in the back. Albert school is done already. With Albert school, this goes so fast, the school year does.
Yeah.
And so they're also running lists there to try and find items that are marked as lost, just trying to do some cleanup now that the kids are out. Elizabeth, we've started a daytime book club, which has had a good turnout. They're using the same book as they're using for the evening group, and so that's been really good. In Simla, we had a resignation. Library Service Tech Abby has turned in her notice, and she's going to continue to sub for us. And we've posted the position, and we've got 4 applicants so far. So that's really good, too. Paylocity is going really well. I'm running payroll tomorrow. And you know, please, please let the vacation leave be right tomorrow after I run payroll. But, I mean, the sick and personal time is right. So we're just waiting for that vacation leave, and they've made the corrections. I checked the corrections. It looks like it's going to work. So that's what we're hoping. So that's my report.
Yay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have to accept your report?
No.
No. Okay. I'm just so glad there's so many informed people here.
Been doing it a while.
Okay, now we have the 2022 audit approval that needs to be approved. We have a motion to approve the audit. Is this where we're going to do? Because I think we discussed this, that we need to get this done.
Yep.
I would make a motion that we approve the audit that was presented to us last month. Mm-hmm. And I think the corrections and things that she felt we needed to improve on were minor compared to what we had the year before. So I was really tickled that we had a little review problems. So my motion is to accept the audit.
The 2022 audit.
Yes, the 2022 mm-hmm. audit has published.
Okay. Can I second it?
Sure, okay, you can.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye. I've got a question. Ruth Ann,
sure.
Is that your whole name, Ruth Ann?
Ruth Ann is my first name.
Okay, so the A is not capitalized.
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. to be clear.
That's the way it is on the birth certificate.
Okay, no problem.
It manages to confuse a lot of people.
Well, that's what I've been using, but I just want to make sure that
I see Ruth Ann like that pretty frequently.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because
I see it both ways.
Okay, because I have to constantly know it's a big A and there's no E.
I bet you're running into things where you sign up and it just can't handle that there's two.
Oh, it's so confused.
My last name.
Yeah.
They just can't.
Because my middle name's Anne, but I don't have it connected. So.
Yeah, no, my middle name is actually Marie.
Interesting.
So is that Ruth Ann? Is that a. Does that come from the South? I mean, I don't know why, but
my
I think
mother
that is.
Was a Kansas citizen.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Kansas, and
okay,
my name got mushed up. I won't say
Yates Center, Kansas, bred and born.
Okie dokie.
Got a whole bunch of Kansas refugees here.
So that's all to approving the audit.
Yep.
Oh, that's nice. Do I have to make a whole memorandum? I think.
Okay. So, did we get the employee handbook and everything?
No.
Okay.
It's my fault. We keep sending emails to one another.
It's like
about getting together and they're not connecting. We're just. Or ships passing in the night.
Okay, so that's moot.
So we're going to table that for a little
bit. I can tell you we've made progress.
Oh, good.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. We just need to have a conversation.
She's done a lot of work on it.
And well, thank you, Sheila.
Next month.
There was another law that has not actually been signed by the governor yet.
Oh.
But since we're in the process, I'm like, hey, let's just pop it into the handbook.
Sure.
But I have to wait till the governor signs it, I guess.
Okay. Sounds reasonable.
You'll have to tell him.
Table until the governor signs.
Yes.
We're going to table.
To table.
I will motion that we table the employee handbook until I have my act.
I would second that.
Sounds good.
I would say we should table until the governor signs that thing.
Yeah, blame it on the governor.
Yeah, right. So
stop walking around with this puppy dog.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, good. What puppy dog?
He has an adopted puppy dog that he walks around with and.
Oh,
posts things every now and then.
I did not know that.
Yeah, a little white fluffy thing.
Oh, I wish I had a little white, sweet fluffy thing instead of a German Shepherd who barks constantly.
Hey, I got little small fluffy things and they bark constantly.
Yeah, I know. I'll get a neighbor with some.
I got a blind chicken.
Okay. How's it smell?
Huh?
Does it smell? Is food okay if it's blind? Never mind.
How does it eat?
I just brought her back from the vet. I found out she's blind in one eye, going blind in the other.
Oh.
She knows where her food is,
mm-hmm,
so
right.
She doesn't really have a problem with that.
Chickens are pretty adaptable.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's gonna end up moving back into the house.
So which one is that?
Cleo.
Hmm.
And I just adopted a Crosby who's also gonna live in the house. So. And I have a full house again.
I've lost a couple chickens. I need a couple more.
I have chickens.
Do you want me to take two?
Maybe.
Let me know because it'd be nice. I was at five and now I'm just at three.
Okay. I've got some in the brooder right now. And,
cool.
I probably do need to pair that group back.
Let me know. Thanks.
Very nice.
All right. Oh, yeah, that's like settled.
That was 8.5.
We don't have to table the chicken adoption.
Okay.
We need to vote on it, maybe, but
no. I don't think we need to vote on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so number nine, then we're going to move on to new laws on property tax.
So
there's a lot of stuff about that.
So I tried to summarize it for you a little bit.
Excuse me.
Um, I don't know. I don't know how much detail I should go into with this. So our mill levy is 2.516 mills. And so that, to give you an idea of how much money that is, say the county brought in $1 million in property taxes, then the district would receive $2,516 from that $1 million.
That's kind of chintzy.
It's a pretty low amount. So
really?
So we are. So I don't know how much you guys know about what Tabor is, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights.
Yeah, well, I've heard of it, but I don't know its details.
What that does is it kind of sets a cap of what the state says that they're expecting to receive, and then if they go above that, that money is paid back to the taxpayers. And that Tabor was created in 1992 by a gentleman named Douglas Bruce. And so when they put out our ballot measure for our property tax in November 2000, it went for a vote. It was called DeBruced. It was DeBruced. So our property tax, our mill levy doesn't fall under Tabor.
Interesting.
So
okay.
Did that?
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
So our mill levy is DeBruced. So that plays into all of this, but I can't tell you how. I will learn it, but I can't tell you how now. So the important thing for us to talk about is the first law, which is Senate Bill 23-108, and that's the easiest to understand. And what that one says is that locally we can get together, and if we choose, we can reduce the mill levy that we take or reduce the property tax amount that we take. And that is the choice of this body to decide if we're going to take less, a lower mill levy, or if we're going to ask for less money than what they're going to give us. And so the Board of the Elbert County Board of County Commissioners sent a letter to us that is asking us to get together with them. It's asking all of the districts in the county. There's 51 districts in the county that are going to get together at this meeting on June 21st. And what they want us to discuss at that meeting is whether we will take a reduction in our mill levy, or whether we'll take a reduction in the amount of money that we take. And that's according to this Senate Bill 23-108. And Senate Bill 23-108 says we can do this temporarily for 1 year, and then it will revert back to normal. So
in what you just described, does the property tax go down?
So it would end up reducing property taxes for citizens across Elbert County.
For our district, for our library district.
So we would reduce our mill levy temporarily, or take a reduction in what we're taking for property taxes. We would say, I don't know how we would say that, or how we would determine it's either a reduction in our mill levy
or a reduction in your property tax,
or we just take less than what we would normally.
And it's an either or.
Yeah, it's an either.
You have a you only have two choices.
No.
Okay, that's what I wasn't understanding.
The third choice is we don't do any of that.
Okay.
The third choice is that we just say, thanks very much. We're going to take our mill levy as it is, and we're going to take our property taxes as we get them.
So there's no mandate to do this.
They're just asking us to do this.
Oh, I see. Does that work with homeowners?
Okay, this all came about from the commissioners because my house went from $300,000 to $500,000.
Exactly, same here.
So now my taxes are going to go up, and they want to say they're going to give relief to the homeowners by taking away from all these mill levies.
Oh, got it.
So basically, basically by reducing, which would reduce services in a growing county.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So my one question would be, do we have the option? Okay, let's say we leave our mill levy the same, because we haven't adjusted our mill levy since the inception of the library district in 2000. So would we have the option, whatever the county commissioners finally come up with, what percentage that they're going to charge on our property tax, that we accept our portion of that property tax or not? No.
We don't have to. We don't have to accept that.
Well, my thought is, okay, we're going to increase X number of buildings and whatever properties and stuff during the year, and there is a certain amount of increase in property value, but I don't know that we, granted, we have more expenses than what, we don't know exactly how much expenses we're going to have beyond, because of inflation. Because everything, our utility bills, everything costs more.
Yeah.
So is there a way that we can, without having to dump on everybody for their whole property valuation, whatever the county comes up with, the percentage of what they're going to come up with for the property valuations, that we accept the same amount? That's what I'm asking, because I'm thinking that it is not going to be less than what we're paying the previous year, but the hope would be, I mean, my property went up $100,000 in valuation in 6 months, and so and I think all of us that live in the county, we're all in the same boat.
All of us that live in the state are in the same boat.
Right.
Yeah.
And so the trick is going to be, how much is the county going to reduce, or if they do reduce, what the tax burden is, because there's potential for X number of people are going to literally be priced out of their house. So
I think the county is asking us to do the reducing. But I mean, but I understand, like, if the property values are going up 35%, as they say in the letter,
or more,
then, you know, are our operating expenses going up 35%?
Well, here's the deal with that. So our utilities already this year, we've already spent 60% of our budget. I believe I'll look that up. I've got it with you.
You said that earlier, so that would be accurate.
So that's one thing, and we're spending more for materials, and
now we're getting we're being charged shipping on materials that we've never been, because I mean every business is, I mean it's just a domino effect.
Mm-hmm. But the other part of it is that we're also trying to save money. So County Commission has asked us to expand services to the northwest corner.
Right.
And so they're asking us to take a reduction, and at the same time, they're asking us
to do more.
So I guess my question would be, and is, I think the county needs to tell us, what does this 35% mean for us? Bottom line, what's the number? If we use our full mill levy, with they should have by now have an estimate of how much in taxes that they're planning to take in, and how much of that is supposed to be ours under the current mill levy, and do they have a proposal
proposed number below that that we should, that we could look at, consider, maybe go somewhere in between, or maybe just leave it the same. But with, I mean, right now, all we're saying is, oh, we'll take a reduction on what?
Right.
Mm.
That was my point. We don't know. We don't know what the reduction is going to be versus how much what we would get at the new valuation.
So another way to look at it is that the way things stand now, the revenue coming into the county will be up by 35%. The money, if everyone is going to pay their taxes. If everything, nothing changes, but the property values. So that's, so we would be getting with our existing mill levy, we'd be getting in some people's eyes a windfall because we'd be getting a whole lot more. But there are other things in motion. You can see on the
there's two other boards.
Right. So there's bills.
There's more than just this.
Yeah.
So there's a Senate bill that was passed last year. This page that I emailed you, and it's also in your packets, this is from lawyers that worked with the Colorado Association of Libraries mm-hmm. to try and summarize the state bill that was passed last year. And so what it does is it basically says, yeah, the amount has increased like 35%, but you're not going to take that. But if you are a library, you're going to get 90% of what you are supposed to get. So it's
they've already reduced
confusing.
It. Then.
They've reduced it.
By that bill.
By this one is for property tax year 2023 and 2024. So
you've already contributed to the reduction of property taxes by 10%.
And then there's another one on top of that, which is so complicated that I don't even have a summary for it.
Mm-hmm.
That one was approved at the end of the legislative session. So the very last day, the very last minute that they could approve it, they approved it. And I saw today, I heard, I didn't get it verified. I heard that Elbert County Board of County Commissioners was suing the state about the state bill 303, but I did see an announcement from Douglas County that they are.
I've heard multiple counties are putting. I don't remember the grounds, but mm-hmm. I did hear that also.
What I've heard is they're suing because it's so when you put something on the ballot, it's supposed to be a single issue, but State Senate Bill 23303 is so confusing that there's multiple parts to it. So that's the reason that I've seen most often. So what 23303 is supposed to go to a vote as Proposition HH in November. So the voters are supposed to be able to vote on whether they want to take this property tax, whether they want to take a property tax reduction. But there's many, many different layers to it.
Gosh.
I've sat through two webinars about it, explaining it to me, and I thought I was supposed to get the handouts from the last webinar, and I was going to pass those on, and we would try and talk about it as well as I could through those, but I can't do that. So
is it clear and understandable or opaque?
It's not clear and understandable.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate.
Because you've got 238, which is like the first layer, and then you've got 303 on the top of that, and there's like five parts to 303 that you have to take into consideration.
So what is the date of our next board meeting?
It is after this meeting.
After this meeting, okay. So because it says here that at that meeting they will be providing current estimates of total assessed value for your taxing district. So we should have the information we need at that meeting, and then we could discuss it further at the next meeting. But in the meantime, I guess us board members need to be educating ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, what it sounds to me like is, okay, if valuations are increasing on the average 35%, is the library district's bills increasing, what do you think the percentage is compared to our budget now? Where are we, how much more are we going to be hit on the average beyond what our current budget is?
That's the piece of this we need, that we need to provide to the conversation with the commissioners.
But that's almost the wrong question, because there's two parts, there's two ways to answer that question. Yes, I can provide an estimate. Well, I can provide an estimate of how much our bills are going to increase. But the other part of that is every year we're saving money towards new buildings. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the value of being able to save that money is enormous for us, because we're being asked, we're being asked by the county commission, how are you going to serve the Northwest corner? And I can't serve the Northwest corner unless we have that pool of money.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that brings up another question. Do you think the county commissioners, are they expecting us to come up with another library branch in the Northwest corner? Is that where they're going? Sounds like vaguely to me, but
that's what they asked me when I spoke with them in February. You know, they,
and that's part of our needs assessment.
And that's part of what we'll find out in our needs assessment.
So it sounds to me like we can't make a decision until we get our needs assessment done back to us. Because we run the risk of, okay, if the county, if our needs assessment thing says, you know, we need to do this in the Northwest deal, and our needs assessment, basically we're trying to come up with a plan what we want to do with Elizabeth, and then I'm reading through these needs assessment applications, they're looking at all four branches, and the needs assessment may come back and say, okay, we have the Kiowa and the Simla libraries are at max capacity, and they should be expanded somehow or another, and that's factored into our needs assessment. These are all costs that we may or may not be able to deal with.
And really, it comes back down to asking an organization in a growing community to reduce the mill, which, mm-hmm. you know, that's not a fair
their response is going to be, the commissioner's response is going to be, yes, it's a reduced mill, but it's going to be applied to a much bigger pot of money. Mm-hmm. That's what they're going to say. But they can't tell us how much bigger. They don't know.
Yeah. Well, if it's a bigger...
And you're not even going to see what the actual reduction... It could just be pennies on the dollar for the actual homeowner. And yet the services... I mean, how many communities have we seen where police presence have been reduced, and then crime goes up and up and up, and so services in the community are critical for quality of life.
And we're different than the fire department or the police department, mm-hmm. because we are working with the citizens every day mm-hmm. on an individual basis, whereas the fire department only comes out if you have a fire or if you need an inspection or something like mm-hmm. that. The police department only comes out if you need assistance. But we are there on the front lines every day working with the citizens of Elbert County. So if you look at on the back of this property tax information sheet that I wrote up, I've got some talking points where I tried to summarize all of the things that we've been talking about. Okay. Just kind of the arguments of what kind of services we're providing. Our mill levy is very low at 2.516, and it has not changed since November of 2000 when that mill levy was voted in. And due to inflation, our costs are increasing, and we've especially seen increases in the cost of our materials and our utilities. In the year 2021, our expenditures per capita were $34.30 compared to the other libraries in our size, which had expenses per capita at $52.82. So Elbert County continues to grow, and we must meet the demands of the newest residents. County Commission has asked us to expand to the northwest corner of the county. We're watching every dime we spend because we need money to meet this demand. We're saving as much as we can. The county asks us to do more, and we ask what commitment the county can make to libraries.
Wow.
Number three, we serve Elbert County citizens every day on an individual basis. For example, we help them find information on the internet. We help them do homework, fax medical information to their doctors. And we are asking for support of the libraries as we are the public face of Elbert County.
Wow.
Besides the leaks in the walls.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And the roof repair guy's coming tomorrow.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be another number we add, too.
Right, right. Yeah.
Leaking hair.
And Elizabeth.
Boy, everybody's been having leaks.
From all that driving rain.
Oh, I had a huge storm come over the house earlier. Just thunder going, boom.
Did you all see the hail, too?
Yeah, they got hail.
Yeah, we get pea-sized hail here. We didn't, we barely got a sprinkle at our place. And all I got was a lot of lightning, which fortunately nothing seemed to hit the ground, but I was scared to go out and pick up lumber. So.
So the meeting with the county, Robert is planning to go to that with me.
Okay. So, and then we say June 21st.
It's June 21st here in Kiowa at the fairgrounds. Okay. Yeah.
At what time?
The meeting is at 1. So, yeah. And we don't, you know, for open meetings, we don't want to send too many people to that. So I think it's probably.
Well, if they have 50 districts, potentially,
it'll be crowded.
That's
it'll be
at crowded. Least 100 people. If two people from each district show up,
right?
It'll be a pretty good mob.
From what I was reading, the school districts, they can't touch their mill levy.
Mm-mm. No.
That is sacred.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's voted by the your constituents. When they go up, it's a vote.
But they.
Well, ours was also. Yeah, also
but voted. They put those up pretty frequently.
But in 238, we libraries are specifically called out to receive 90%, like a backfill is what they call. Mm-hmm. So they say you're only going to get this much, but then they say if you're in this kind of county, you'll get 90% back. But in 303. It's again, it's a similar situation where you get money back. There's a cap on it, but it's really.
It sounds like all of this is kind of contradictory.
It's
not making much sense.
It's not contradictory, but it fits together, but it's just not. There's just a lot of different parts to it.
Okay.
What sounds to me like we need after that meeting is when we're going to have to sit down and look at our budget for the year and then look at what we're trying to do or what the county expects us to do and how much we're going to be able to fulfill because